News release. Ontario Federation of Agriculture. The National Farmers Union, Ontario, NFU, Ontario Federation of Agriculture, OFA, and the Christian Farmers Federation of Ontario, along with numerous commodity and agricultural organizations, are united in their opposition to Bill 97 and the proposed provincial planning statement. Together, they are urging farmers to tell their MPPs and Minister Clark that they oppose Bill 97 and the proposed provincial planning statement, and that the government should abandon its proposal to allow for the severing of farmland parcels, in recognition of the current and future value of agriculture to the province's economy, to our long-term food security, and long-term vibrant rural communities. The Ontario government's newly introduced Bill 97 and proposed provincial planning statement will weaken farmland protections by allowing up to 3-lot severances per farm parcel in prime agricultural areas province-wide for residential, non-farm uses, in addition to weakening important protections for specialty crop areas. This legislation will have an impact on all Ontario farmers now and in the future. It will fragment and permanently remove farmland from productive agricultural use and limit farm business growth, states Peggy Breckfold, president of the Ontario Federation of Agriculture. Ontario's productive farmland is a scarce resource, making up less than 5% of all the land in the province. Agricultural production is the most valued and best use of this land. Directing growth to settlement areas, urban and rural, is better for both agriculture and municipalities, adds Max Hansgen, president, National Farmers Union, Ontario. Housing needs can be met in serviced settlement areas on a much smaller land base, reducing farmland loss and potential land use conflicts while ensuring efficient use of municipal infrastructure investments. As farm leaders and organizations, we have worked diligently to manage and mitigate conflict between farming and non-farming neighbors in all types of agriculture, says Ed Sharinga, president of the Christian Farmers Federation of Ontario. The proposed changes will exacerbate conflict between farming and non-farming neighbors for all aspects of farming, including application of crop nutrition and crop protection products, wildlife control, and more. Farmers can add their voice and speak up against these short-sighted legislative proposals by sending letters from the OFA website or NFU website.